within the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
This is Bible Call Tape number 259A, The Attainment of Religious Unity. The need for unity among professed followers of Christ has never been greater than today. The denominational system of religion, the church of your choice mentality, did not come from God, but from man, and it was a bad idea. Jesus said so in John 17:21 when he prayed in behalf of all his followers, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us. That the world may believe that thou hast sent me. Nothing has helped the rise of agnosticism and atheism in our society so much as the division upon division of so-called Christians. But the need is not for union in our differences. The need is for unity. We do not need to just agree to disagree and accept each other anyway, so much as we need to all speak the same thing and be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment, 1 Corinthians 1:10. We do not need to compromise the truth, but we do need to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace, Ephesians 4:3, by respecting and accepting the truth he delivered, John 16:13. Christians have not become divided over what God has said. They have been divided over what men have said about what they believe God said. The first step on the long road back to unity of all churches is to recognize that the Bible, the oracles or speakings of God, 1 Peter 4:11, is the only proper authority in religious matters. It doesn't make any difference what you or I or anyone else thinks on any subject. All that matters is what God says about it. Every religious belief, doctrine, and practice must be supported by a Thus Saith the Lord. And if we can't put our finger on a book, chapter, and verse for a thing, then we dare not believe it, nor teach it, nor do it as a religious exercise. All reasonable men can agree on what the Bible does say. This is a rock upon which we all can stand in perfect unity, respecting God's warnings from Deuteronomy 4:2 to Revelation 22:18 and 19 about the danger of adding anything at all to God's Word, nor leaving anything out of it. This is simple to see and simple to say, but in that case, why hasn't it been done already? We've seen Jesus' pleadings in John 17 for unity of all believers, and know it is all important to him. The simple reason why division still exists in spite of the simplicity of the solution is that, to many people, this kind of unity movement would cost them too much. They would have to give up some beloved denominational beliefs and practices that are based on tradition rather than God's Word. They would perhaps have to break with their friends, their families, religiously, and maybe be considered by some as spiritual mavericks. And so, they drift on, many of them knowing full well they're not following the Bible, hoping that somehow God will accommodate His will to their desire in the last day. What about you? Are you interested in obeying Christ's desire for unity? Then know that such a unity movement, as we have described, has been quietly going on for many years, not attracting much attention, but making great achievements. An undenominational church, striving to be that one church Jesus built, Matthew 16:18, restored to its original purity and simplicity from which it was corrupted, 2 Corinthians 11:3. A church made up of people who sickened of division and determined to throw off the shackles of denominationalism and unite together on the Bible and it alone. People who have agreed to bring nothing into the worship or practice of the church except what they can read of in the New Testament, who refuse to believe, teach, or practice anything other than what the Bible itself teaches. A church with its doors open and its members pleading to and searching for all of like mind who want nothing more than to follow the Bible and it alone, and to be just Christians, and that only, who yearn for the simplicity of New Testament worship, the security of an absolute, unchanged standard of right and wrong, the comfort of knowing they are right with God, and the confidence that comes from being able to point to the evidence of it in black and white, in the last will and testament of the world's Savior, Jesus Christ. This is the Church of Christ, and this is your invitation to come worship with us and see for yourself whether these things be so.
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ.